I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Matt Deal from the YMCA of Marquette County joined us for a Y Wednesday update. Here's more on what's happening at the YMCA of Marquette County with Matt Deal.
So through the month of August, we've had a wonderful and successful membership drive. You know, we've waived the joining fee for August, and it's been a great thing. We've seen so much response from that. We're extending that a whole nother week. So if you join the Y from now up until September 8th, your joining fee is waived. So that's a savings of $75. It's a beautiful facility, Negaunee and Marquette. So either facility that you join, you'll be saving on that $75. And it's a great place to come and check out all the new stuff that we have.
Has this been part of the sort of, I guess, the master plan of the expansion of the Y, that you expand the facility so you want more people to have the opportunity to experience it?
You know, ultimately, you know, when we expand the facility, we want to increase impact, increase what the lives that we touch, you know, in Marquette County. And by doing that, by getting that extra square footage, we're allowed to have extra programming and allowed to really make that impact in a lot more lives.
What are some of the key programs that you've got for someone that might be considering joining the Y and they think, oh, it's just a gym or something? It's much more than that.
Oh, man, you know, key programs. We have so many, you know, from youth sports to swimming lessons to adult programs like yoga, group exercise classes, personal training. We really have, you know, everything it takes to really help you change your life for the positive.
What are some of the programs now as we're going into September here and looking at the fall? What's on the docket?
Yeah, so we have Fall 1 programs starting on September 14th, and that goes through October 24th. Fall 2 programs, October 26th through December 19th. And then, like I said, you know, we have everything from swim team, volleyball for the kids, and then adult programs as well to really, you know, meet your fitness needs and help your kids grow and become wonderful, young, independent people.
Kids are going back to school here in the Marquette area and around the state after the Labor Day holiday, which gives the kids something to do, at least for most of the day. But you do have programs that for earlier in the day, later in the day, maybe mom and dad can't get to the kids till after 5 for whatever reason. You would have an option for them, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. One of the newest programs we're doing is a before and after school program at the YMCA in Marquette County. And for students attending Grave Red Elementary, we have a morning program and an afternoon program, $5 for the morning program or an afternoon, and then $10 for the full day, and then $45 for the week. So that's a really great place to come, and then kids get a snack, they get homework help. It's a wonderful place to really get your kids involved.
Matt Deal in the studio with us from the YMCA of Marquette County. Just a few other things maybe that are coming up here that you want to make sure people know about.
Yeah, you know what? We have the Killer Whales competitive swim team coming up here. It's a really great way for a lot of kids in the community to come together, get in the water, and then be competitive. You know, they compete every week, you know, in different meets across the UP and the Wisconsin area. So there's a try us out week from September 29th through October 1st, and that's $15. And if that's something your kid's interested in, we range, you know, in all ages from 8 and under to 9 and older. It's a great way to get in there and see if your kids want to try swimming, and because it's a fun activity, it's a fun group of kids, and it's a great way to get active.
Well, the other thing is that, you know, you've got kids activities, you've got things for grown-ups, you got things for seniors as well too to come and check out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. One of our newest programs that really, you know, helps address the chronic disease issues that we have in the community is called Pedaling for Parkinson's. And we realize that when we put Parkinson's patients on bicycles, you know, it creates a more positive impact on their life. They're more active, their joints feel better. And so that's a really wonderful new program that we're heading up at the Y, Pedaling for Parkinson's.
I know you had a successful business after hours recently. Lots of folks came by and checked out the facility. But if people want to stop and check out the updates and the renovations at the Marquette facility, just come on by and ask at the front desk. I'm sure you'll give them a look around.
Oh, yeah. We'd be love to give you a tour. Come check us out. It's a beautiful place.
And always the West End facility in Negaunee as well, and all the other buildings and places that the Y has, they're always open for folks to come and find out more.
Yes, absolutely. Before and after school programming, early childhood development center. If you want to find out more, call us at 227-9622 or check us out on the web, ymcamqt.org.
That's Matt Deal from the YMCA of Marquette County with a Y Wednesday update. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.